There is
40 women and 3 blokes. Yes. I'm one of them, right?
And, yep.
And I knew I was going to get hot because it's hot yoga, and I'm a sweater.
Yeah, good on you.
And
yep.
So I was looking around, and I said to Beck, I'm going to go top off. Is that okay? And she's like, yeah, start top off, right? So I've started top off, right? And then the other two guys haven't gone top off.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I'm wondering about this. And as
everyone,
I'm trying
to... Everyone in your speedos? What are you doing?
Who are you, Tony Abbott?
who are you, Iggy Pop?
Well, we're going out for dinner after, and I knew that this thing would...
My shirt. Go for dinner after hot yoga?
I just knew that it would just be drenched, my shirt. So
okay.
Anyway,
so you're saving your shirt.
Saving the shirt.
This is weird. But
so I'm looking across. And you've got to follow the moves. I'm looking around trying to follow them. And I'm thankful that there's one person in the room that's worse than me.
Right.
There's this one bloke who's just having a shocker. He looks like a baby horse that's just come out of the mud. He's wobbling around, not holding any poses. Anyway, I'm like, great. I'm glad this guy's here. And he kind of swings around for some kind of cobra pose or something, and it's Clint Stanaway.
Oh, that's Clint Channel Stanaway. 9 sports reporter.
Sports reporter on Channel 9.
Yeah, he gets around.
Exactly. Anyway, halfway through, the heat gets to Clint, right? And he takes his top off as well.
Oh, my God.
So jeez. I've done a bit of back channel.
Put the six, put the pony on.
I've got. I've got Clint's number.
So there's
right?
two of you I've with tops off.
I've done some back channel. I've got Clint's number.
Yeah.
I think we should call him.
Oh, good Lord.
And go and ask him, did he always intend to take his top off?
And why was he there?
Or, yeah, why was he? You
know, that's the first question.
Beck, as we walked out, goes, I bet he's single.
Yes. Well, you said 40 chicks.
And I said,
that's my first thought.
I said, why are you saying that about Clint? She goes, there's no reason a guy would go to a yoga class.
By the way, is that why your girlfriend's accompanying you to yoga?
Exactly.
And I'm just thinking, Mick, your eyes have lit up, 40 chicks, but you'd have to take your top off.
If I take my top off, I would look like one of the yogis. Possibly Buddha himself.
Yeah, exactly.
More like Yogi Bear.
So, Davis, you've got the number.
Yellow card, Dave. Yellow card.
Yogi Bear.
We should do.
Bring him.
Let's call Clint.
Let's call Clint.
I'm calling Clint.
Let's call Clint. Stand away. 9 News reporter.
It's a bit close to news, isn't it? It's a bit close. He's probably preparing or maybe he's doing a live cross.
He's been listening.
Hello, Clint.
Yes.
Mate, it's Andy Lee here. Sorry, I got your number through Channel 9. And
of course you did.
And I should point out you are on the radio live with Kennedy Malloy.
Hi, Clint.
Hi, Clint.
Oh, what a pleasure. Jane, always nice to speak to you. You too, Mick.
Well, another Demon supporter.
Just quickly, are you top on at the moment or top off? How are you dressed?
We're not sure if you know this, but Andy's just been telling us that you've been doing a bit of hot yoga, mate.
I'm ringing, and I know I've put you on the spot here, mate, but for two questions, right?
Yeah.
If you could just answer the two questions before hanging up on us, that'd be great.
This is meant to be our secret, Andy.
Sounded like we went together. Clint.
Yes.
First question, are you seeing anyone at the moment, or are you single?
I'm single.
Yes. Beck picked that, because she said there's no way... This guy would be at hot yoga with 40 other girls unless he was single.
I'm guessing
this is a real
I'm guessing Beck didn't say, and I've got a couple of single friends I could help you out with.
Clint, second question. Halfway through, your top came off.
It did, yeah. Yours is already off of us.
We have heard that bit, Clint. And was it just so hot? How did you feel in that moment?
Yeah, talk us through that.
What went through your head?
Were you always intending to take your top off? Did I give you the confidence or did the heat overwhelm you?
When I walked in, the biggest dilemma was shirt on or shirt off, right? So I started shirt on, then it started sticking to me just because we were working so hard the sweat started to drip off. So I decided to strip. Look, I did catch the occasional glimpse of myself in the mirror. and the conclusion I drew from that was that hot yoga probably isn't for me.
Clint, I was wondering.
But nor is it for you, Andy. No. We sort of locked eyes somewhere between a downward dog and arabesque.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
We heard it was the cobra move, that is.
Clint, it wasn't for me, but do you think I was as good, better, or worse than you were?
Look, I reckon let's say you were very delicate. On your feet, maybe more like a giraffe, a little unsure.
Hey, Clint, can I ask you, can you do me a favor? Can you do your
News
sports report. Our topic. just
give us one.
Just for me.
My rep, if I had one already, actually just gone right down to me.
Hey, we'll all be watching you, Clint.
Well, I'll tell you what, he likes the hot environment. When was the last time we caught up, Clint?
Where were we? In Greece.
The Scorpius. In Bali. And let me tell you, it was tops off.
Swinging the shirt around our head.
Yeah, good on you, Clint.
Thanks, Clint.
Good on you, Clint.
Oh, my God.
There you go.
There it is. Well done. You are full of surprise.
You're very competitive, Andy. That's what I'm here. So you're upset about Mick beating you, but you just wanted to, you know, stick it to
Clint.
In the nicest way.
Hey, he had that coming.
He really did, honestly.